Welcome to the Latter Gay Stories Podcast, the show that features real people, real stories, and real talk. This is the intersection of sexuality and reality. Now, here's the voice of the show, Kyle Ashworth.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Latter Gay Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Ashworth. From time to time, I like to produce a quick 10-minute or so podcast that shares a few thoughts I've had during the week, or maybe even a lesson I picked up as I've interviewed guests who are featured on this podcast. The quick cast, as we're calling it, is a great way to reflect on a message, even during a busy day or night. If you're new to the Latter Gay Stories podcast, I want to welcome you. This is the 8th season of Latter Gay Stories. To catch up on the episodes of the podcast, we invite you to our website at lattergaystories.org and click on the episodes. All season 8 episodes are available there as well. They're the latest episodes, and they're also available wherever you catch your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and others. You can even ask Alexa to play the podcast. She's Latter Gay friendly as well. Many of our podcast episodes also have video versions. You can visit our YouTube channel and our Facebook page to watch them. On Facebook, you can also join the online discussion to each episode, and you can meet the community of people who follow the Latter Gay Stories podcast. It's easy to find our Facebook page. Just log on and type Latter Gay Stories. While home for a lunch break the other day, I sat down with my tuna fish sandwich and opened up my social media. A Facebook memory showed up on my newsfeed. What are your feelings about those Facebook memories, the actual Facebook memories? Do you like seeing them in your newsfeed? Unlike Facebook's year in review, the splattering of the whole year's events, with Facebook memories, you can actually control when or if you want to see these notifications. But sometimes, on what maybe Facebook thinks are important days of our lives, and for no apparent reason, we get this default notification from Facebook saying, "We care about you and the memories that you share here. We want to look back at some number of years ago," and some memory then shows up on your page. Anyway, for me, on my personal Facebook feed, a memory showed up from, I think it was 6 years ago or 7 years ago. It was an image of my son and I flying a small private airplane above Utah's Uinta Basin. I remember it vividly. The air was crisp and cool. It was the type of air that ushers out summer and welcomes the cool crispness of fall. He and I took a quick flight to catch the sunset and to watch the beaming rays of sunlight across the rock face of Split Mountain at Dinosaur National Monument. It was a beautiful evening and a memory that I welcomed to see in my Facebook feed. There's something greater than just scenery that becomes the purpose for which I love to fly. It's perspective. One of my favorite writers, Brené Brown, nails the concepts around perspective so well. One of my favorite quotes from her comes from her book titled The Gifts of Imperfection. Think about that for a second. There are actual gifts of imperfection. Can we righteously or happily own our imperfections? Is that even possible? Or are we damned by our history and by the really, really awful and embarrassing things we've done in our past? Brené Brown writes, "Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it." She continues, "Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy." Did you catch that? It's not as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. And she says these are the experiences that make us most vulnerable. She continues, "Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light." That is the perspective I think about when I fly in airplanes. The world seems to sink into a different insignificance when you float at 15,000 feet above the ground. With all of life's challenges and difficulties, viewing the world from an angle different than the one we're used to is healing, and often even therapeutic. So often we are consumed by the things staring directly at us, like church and family and home and love and money, our sexuality, our identity, even our future. These things so often weigh us down so much that we frequently need a better perspective to rise above them. From 15,000 feet and on a crystal clear day, I can collectively see Colorado, Wyoming, and sometimes even Nevada while flying directly above the state of Utah. It's incredible to know that the world is made small from a grander and larger perspective. When life seems daunting and difficult and even unbearable, consider your perspective. Take care to realize there's much more to life than what stands in our way. Your opportunities, your worth, and your future are greater than you can imagine. It really is about your perspective. Now, we can complain that rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice because thorns have roses. That is perspective. Some people see the glass as half full, while others see it as half empty. And even fewer choose to see a glass that is twice as big as it needs to be. That is perspective. No two people read the same book. That is perspective. We often need to lose sight of our priorities in order to see them. Perspective. In 2017, Deseret Book published That We May Be One, A Gay Mormon's Perspective on Faith and Family. Many of you know the author. It was Tom Christofferson's experience coming out as a gay man to his family. A family that includes a brother who is an apostle, a high-profile leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In his book, Tom discusses pursuing a long-term same-sex relationship and eventually returning to full fellowship and activity in the Church of Jesus Christ. His story provides insights for families and individuals in similar circumstances, really for anyone, seeking more understanding about the complex and sensitive intersection between religious teaching on homosexuality and the real-life lived experiences of gays and lesbians, or more broadly, those who experience same-gender attraction or something along the spectrum of LGBTQ. That is another example of perspective. It was interesting to me that Deseret Books publisher described Tom's book as a love story. And I suppose it is. If you haven't read it, it's worth the read. It's the story of how parents can love their LGBT child. Again, a perspective. It's a story about how brothers can love their gay brother. Perspective. It's a story about how Latter-day Saint leaders and members love and welcome Tom and his gay partner into their congregation. Perspective. We need more examples of happy and healthy LGBTQ stories. Churches have done an excellent job at convincing the public that there is no happiness found outside of their pews, and especially outside of their understanding of the law of chastity. We need to create a better perspective when it comes to this topic and religion, or faith traditions, or even everyday life. Contrary to popular belief, expanding your hearts to viewpoints different than your own is a very healthy practice. It really is about perspective. I hope you take a few minutes today to benefit from the vistas of life, even if you're not able to soar above it at 15,000 feet. We need it. Our future comes one day at a time, and you deserve the brightest future available. Today, can you take a few minutes to enjoy your new perspective? How about this? I'll enjoy a new perspective with you. You are the author of your own destiny, and you are the one who has the authority to continue writing your own latter gay story. Now, go and do some good today.
This episode is a production of Latter Gay Stories. We are always looking for new friends. Give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Latter Gay Stories. The podcast is made possible because of generous donors like you. Make a donation now by texting the word STORIES to 77948. Your donation gives us the ability to build bigger bridges by producing more Latter-gay stories. Want more? Find this episode and others online at LatterGayStories.org.